This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and I am very excited to welcome you back to the latest episode of the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And today, I want to share with you the skinny on exactly why your manifestations are taking way longer than you desire for them to come through. So, what is it that's slowing down your magic? It's two things. At least these are the two biggest things that I want you to be super aware of. Thing number one is wobbly energy. And what I mean when I say that is your doubt. You're in, you're out, you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out, you're shaking it all about, your left leg in, your left leg out. There's too much okey-cokey going on. And what I mean by that is that you will set a very, 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 very clear intention about what it is that you want to create. And then you'll ask yourself, is it ever going to happen? Is it happening yet? Has it happened yet? When's it going to happen? Oh, it's not happened yet. That must mean that it's never going to happen. Oh, no, I don't believe it. And then someone will say to you, hang on a minute. Of course, you create your own reality. You can do this. And you'll be like, yes, I'm recommitting. I'm doing it. I'm making the 100,000. I'm getting the Bugatti. Whatever it is, you recommit and you get back into the flow of things. And you're like, yes, I'm doing it. And then you look at your watch and it hasn't happened yet. And then you start deciding that maybe you're not worthy of it. Maybe you just don't know how to do this manifestation stuff. Maybe it's just never going to happen. And you start to doubt, and your doubt then impacts how you feel. And most people's behavior is governed by how they feel in any given moment. Unfortunately, this is not true for everybody, but it is for many people. And when you're not feeling it, when you're not feeling the vibe, when you're feeling a little bit down, when you're feeling a little bit stressed, when you're feeling a little bit anxious, whatever it is, that then impacts the way that you behave. And this brings me on to the second reason why you're slowing down the speed at which you are manifesting what it is that you desire to create. And that is inconsistent action in alignment with what it is that you desire. So you say you want the 100K months or the 100K year or just 100K. And then, and you feel really enthusiastic and you start by getting off the start line, which is great. Like you begin, and then 5 meters into the 100-meter race, you're already a little bit tired. And you decide to slow down and you're tired because of this wobbly energy. It takes it out of you. The amount of time and energy that you waste on not believing and choosing to doubt and being in fear and being in scarcity. What happens as all of these emotions bubble up is that you start to take action and behave from that place. And when you're taking action from that place and you're behaving from that place, the outcome that you realize is rarely in alignment with what it is that you desire. And when you look at the outcomes, especially when you're looking at the outcome like 2 minutes after you've started and it isn't the result that you desire, you then get disheartened. And in the being disheartened, you stop taking action. It slows down. You'll do it tomorrow. You'll do it later. You refuse to have the conversation. You won't write the post. And right there and then, again, you are slowing everything down. So the two things that you have to commit to being a master of when it comes to quantum leaping, when it comes to collapsing time and realizing what it is that you desire in the physical plane way, way quicker than what feels normal to most people, is that you've got to have your energy stable. Once you've decided that this is the thing that I'm going for, this is the thing that I'm taking a stand for, this is the thing that I am bringing into my reality, you have to know that it gets to happen. What you'll never know is the timeline, and choosing to be okay with the fact that it might happen tomorrow or it might take 10 years is the absolute key to keeping your energy stable. It's knowing that every challenge is a delay, not a denial. And because it's just a little mini delay, you can keep your energy stable. As soon as you start making it a denial, you slow everything down. So that's the first piece, keeping your energy stable. And then the second piece is consistent and continual inspired action in alignment with the goal. So if you're saying to yourself 100K a year, which is £8,333 a month, you have to choose to know on a daily basis that that is what you are working towards. And that requires a different level of intention and action than when you were earning half that amount, or maybe even a quarter of that amount a month. And the other thing, this is a little bonus, which is going to be helpful for you, is knowing that consistent inspired action isn't necessarily the thing that's going to get you directly the result, but the energy that you do take the action in. So the energy that you take the action in, when it's in alignment with being the type of person who receives £8,333, that's the magic. So you might be doing and taking inspired action with the left hand, but it's something that finds the right hand that is actually the key or the gateway to the £8,333. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Left hand is taking the inspired action because it creates an energetic field and a framework for the £8,333 to come into. But it might be something completely off the wall, like out of thin air, completely seemingly by chance, that happens in the right hand that is the key to your £8,333. It doesn't matter. You haven't done anything wrong. It's knowing that co-creation isn't linear. 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4, but the energetics of inspired action in alignment with the person who receives whatever it is that you want to receive, that's where the magic happens. So, two things: master your energy, consistent inspired action on a daily basis. That is what will speed things up for you. Okay, I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. I hope that you've been able to pick out pieces where you're like, ah, that's where I've been slowing myself down. And if you have, one, come and let me know over on Insta. But two, if you've got a friend who you think would benefit from hearing this, then please share this episode with them. And if you haven't subscribed to iTunes already, do yourself a favor and subscribe so you never miss another episode. Thank you so much for listening. I cannot wait to be in your earbuds next time. And in the meantime, please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate infinite receiving.